very excited. Somewhere. You know, I was hoping I'd get on Channel 9 in here.
So you are.
Here we are.
Exactly.
But, yeah,
we did shoot you while you were delivering the sessions, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it is good.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, it was really nice. We had, I'm guessing, about 450, 500 people.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a lot of fun and a lot of good questions both during and after the session.
Mm-hmm.
And all my demos there.
That's very important.
It's always a good thing.
What was the objective of the
It was a couple of things. First of all, we wanted to show all the cool things you can do in the version of VB that's shipping today. So 2003, and so we went through a number of different things. We showed the VB PowerPad, some of the controls in there, the VB Resource Kit, some of the tablet PC things that you can do, and also some of the compact framework. And then we went into VB 2005 and showed some of the new features that are coming out. Some of the autocorrect, the data binding, my editing continuing things of that sort. So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Excited about new features? Or did you get more questions on why VB and why not C Sharp?
We only got one question on that.
Okay.
Basically, our most of the questions were pretty deep technical ones. So that was exciting to see a bunch of people who are using VB 2003 already.
So how would you rate the technical skill set of the people here? You probably have been across other places.
I think the skill set here is amazing.
We have a method in here.
The people here are very, very technically deep, I guess is the best thing. But, you know, I find it interesting, different parts of the world, in different countries, people tend to focus in different areas. So a number of years ago, I worked with some people who were working with Russian developers.
I see.
Probably 6-7 years ago. And they could squeeze every byte of that program that they needed because of the machines that they were running.
Yeah.
So they developed, if you did a code review of their code, it was very different from, say, American developers' code, where they could count on a much higher-end machine.
I see.
So I find that a very interesting thing as I go around the world. But the kinds of questions that were coming here were just very, very deep. It shows that people want to understand not just how to accomplish things, but also all of the inner workings of the framework, which is really nice to see.
What does your plan look like for coming days? Same thing in different cities?
Same thing in different cities. We're also meeting with a bunch of different companies while we're here. So, we're going to 5 cities in about 9 days.
Meeting a couple of SIs?
Yeah, meeting a bunch of systems integrators, a number of large customers out here as well, and just trying to find some time to actually see India too. But, yeah, we'll see how that works out.
And one interesting question. Remember when we met, you also own the Fox Pro.
Yep.
So, you know, would you care to tell what's the roadmap on that? Because there's some amount of interest in Fox Pro also.
So, Fox Pro, we actually announced yesterday at a Fox Pro conference in Australia.
If you're still having trouble,
Visual Fox Pro 9 is going to release to manufacturing on December 15th. So that is 15 days away.
Excellent.
One of the reasons I'm flying back on the 10th is to actually be there for the final sign-off on the product. So if you're an MSDN subscriber, you should be able to pick up a copy of that.
Okay.
Within a couple of days, and then if you're waiting for the CD, you know, a couple of month manufacturing concerns, and then on from there.
So your first,
yes,
right?
Okay. For both of us.
So Steve, how's it been today?
Sorry.
You're on Channel 9, by the way.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah. Hello, everybody.
So, how was the session?
You know, it started off pretty well, and then, I think that my machine just sort of suffered some kind of demo fatigue, and so it decided to stop cooperating. It's got kind of.
I mean, you are here in both of you. You're here in India's biggest developer city, actually.
Sorry?
biggest developer city. I mean, the biggest mass of developer population is here in Bangalore.
It was, the attendance was amazing. I think they must have had 500 seats and they all seemed filled. And, you know, that's easily twice what we've gotten in other cities. So it's really fantastic attendance.
It's also interesting as we were driving or driving around the city today, seeing all of the construction, not only of buildings, but of infrastructure, of them laying fiber optic cable around everywhere you turn just in order to help with the infrastructure of the city. It's really an amazing place. I highly recommend coming here if any of you have a chance. The weather is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, people have been telling us that it's a cold winter here.
No.
And we're sitting there going, this is wonderful.
Wait till you reach Delhi.
Exactly, exactly. Delhi is the place which is going to be cold winter.
Okay.
Yeah. Foggy, delayed flights.
4 or 5 degrees in Seattle right now.
I don't think it's that cold in Delhi as of the moment, but hit January and you'll be having 4 or 5 degrees.
So we're used to that, so this is kind of a nice thing.
I had to dig out my sunglasses today, so it's always a nice change too.
So where are you off to now?
Let's see, tomorrow we're flying to Mumbai.
Okay.
And then it just keeps going after that. It's hard to remember. But we go to Chennai for a few days actually, so we get to just hang out there. That's really nice.
So any time to just chill out, move around, see places? Or is all work sessions, that's about it?
It's a lot of it.
We have a weekend in Chennai.
Okay.
So we'll tour around there and see what there is to see.
So there's actually a snake park quite close to Chennai. You might want to visit that.
Oh, okay.
Snake park?
Yeah, it's outside Chennai.
Wow.
It's there's a snake park, there's a crocodile park. So those are a couple of good places. Mahabalipuram is a place where you should go.
We'll send them an email with
attractions.
Small snakes or pigs?
Both, all kinds. It's full of snakes, let's put it that way. Just snakes.
When I first started at Microsoft, I had a roommate, an office mate that worked in. He actually kept snakes in the office. He kept
I've heard about that. A python in his cabin. Some of the people who came from Redwood used to.
Yeah, these were just little boas, but they were small back then. I think they got a little bit.
Okay, cool. Okay, thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.